How to Reset Drone 2021 Top Full Guide. How to Reset Drone. There are quite a few reasons people would like to mil reset their drones, with the most typical one being if their drones are not working as planned and several potential repair measures have already been attempted. Another reason might be that there is likely to be a shift in ownership that could happen when you're giving someone your drone or even selling it. But no matter your reason for factory resetting your drone, you will discover step-by-step directions about how to perform it successfully within this report. You might have to have the producer's applications reset the drone sometimes, though some manufacturers permit you to reset without needing to use any computer software. The technique to factory reset a drone is contingent upon the manufacturer. We are going to be discussing different ways of resetting drones below. Keep on reading to learn about these and which apply to your situation. How to reset drone? Resetting a DJI drone. It is essential to point out that not all drones have or encourage that the factory reset function. For example, the official DJI service account on Twitter reacted to the question of an individual who was seeking to reset his DJI Mavic Mini. In DJI's answer to the consumer, it had been mentioned that there's not any factory reset for DJI Mavic Mini drones. Therefore, if you're still unable to reset your drone after following the steps on this listing, it's probable that your drone does not have a factory reset. Below are steps that you can utilize to factory reset your drone. This process works particularly for DJI drones, however, other drone manufacturers that encourage factory reset may also be flashed with the same actions. Step 1, you will want to set up the DJI Assistant program in your apparatus. The program can be downloaded on Windows or Mac OS computers. In addition, you can access the Google Play Store to your Android variant. Notice, there are different variations of DJI Assistants, together with every variant compatible with particular drones. By way of example, the DJI Helper 2 functions together with Mavic Air, Mavic Pro, DJI Goggles, and much more. Additionally, the DJI Assistant to get Mavic, which is harmonious with Mavic, and DJI Helper for Phantom, works with ghost drones such as Phantom 4, Phantom 4 Pro, Phantom 4 Advanced, Phantom 4 Pro V2.0. Step 2, switch in your drone. Step 3, you'll have to link your drone to a laptop with a USB cable which comes with it. You might even utilize other compatible USB cables. Step 4, open the DJI Assistant program and wait for it to find your drone. This may require a couple of seconds. Step 5, you will have the ability to realize your drone over the connected device's display. Select your drone and click confirm. Step 6, the next issue is to click firmware update. Following that, you will have the ability to observe that the restore factory defaults button. Step 7, click the factory reset button and confirm when you're requested to confirm the reset. A progress bar will pop up showing the progress of the reset. You will be notified when the reset is complete. Resetting other drone models. The process of resetting other drone versions is like that of the DJI drones we explained previously. To begin with, you have to install the software that the drone maker created for your drone. Then you have to link your drone to your device and search for the reset alternative that is generally located under Settings, Systems, Firmware Upgrade. But there are a few drones that may be flashed without using any program. A good illustration is Parrot drones such as the Parrot Mambo or Parrot Bebop drones. To combine these drones, you'll need to change the Parrot drone on and wait for the LEDs to turn green. After that, press the power button, but this time, hold it for approximately 30 seconds. Since you have the control, both drone LEDs will turn reddish alternately, and they will be blinking as that occurs. Following that, you will observe that the blinking will happen more often, signaling that you're in the last phase of the reset process. Do not discharge the power button until the LEDs return to green. While this occurs, you're done and also have successfully reset your Parrot drone. How to reset drone Wi-Fi. If you cannot join your drone to a Wi-Fi, then resetting the Wi-Fi data back to the defaults might help fix this problem. However, be aware that Wi-Fi reset will only reset the Wi-Fi data, and the remainder of your information will stay intact. Below are steps to reset the Wi-Fi of a DJI drone. Step 1, turn in your DJI drone. To do it, you will need one tab along with another long press the power button before the fan kicks in. This is the power on order for many DJI drones. Step 2. The kind of DJI app you will use for your reset will be dependent on your version. I have mentioned some DJI software-specific programs sooner. You can assess DJI's official site for a listing of available programs and applications along with drones that are compatible with this program. Step 3. You can navigate into this Wi-Fi menu on the program. When there, you may then press and hold the drone's power button before the drone generates 3 beeps that will usually happen under or in 10 minutes. The following beep confirms the Wi-Fi was reset. Step 4. You will want to enter the default password whenever you link your drone following a Wi-Fi reset. Typically, the default password is going to be discovered beside the QR code. How to reset a drone controller? Resetting a drone control could be mandatory if the power is not acting as it should and you have already tried other options. We noticed there is not a great deal of info about various drone controllers aside from forum posts. We have assembled a simple, generic guide that will assist you in resetting the control of your drone. With luck, this will correct the matter with your power and have you back in the air very quickly. Step 1. Hold down the power button at the drone for 9 minutes, such as DJI drones, till you hear 3 beeps. Then do the same about the control. Step 2. The next issue is to power off the control and the drone. Step 3. Then power in your control, then press and hold the pause down, FN, in addition to the underside right shoulder that you ought to be able to detect beneath the DJI camera. Hold them down until you hear a continuous beeping. Step 4. Electricity on the drone and then press and hold down the power button until you hear 1 beep. Then await the control to connect to this drone, and you find the lights turn green. Notice, for many drone versions such as Parrot, resetting the drone also involves resetting the control. Therefore, if you are already flashed your Parrot drone working with the procedure we discussed below, the resetting drone subheading, you can make certain your controller has been flashed. See more, how to detect a drone in the sky. How to troubleshoot your AR drone after a crash. 1. 1OR more motors won't spin up. 1.0 2.0, this is a relatively rare occurrence, but it sometimes happens in a flight only following a crash. It would help if you were fast with this because with the motors turning on launching, the AR drone will only make it on foot or 2 to the atmosphere and perform a nasty backflip, preferably not to something. If pressing the reset button does not address this one, check the engine gears to get any broken or self-indulgent dirt binding. Also, confirm that there does not appear to be some wobble in the prop shaft by unplugging the battery and also turning the propellers a couple of times by hand. See tip 5 if you've got a bent shaft. Follow the directions in the tips 2 over and then should put you into the atmosphere. After trying all of this, along with the engine, do not flip. You may have blown the engine, ESC, or even the motherboard. 2. All motors are spinning, but the AR drone flips over. Examine the motor gears to get any broken or self-indulgent dirt binding up them. Then check that there does not appear to be some wobble in the prop shaft by unplugging the battery and turning the propellers a couple of times by hand. See also, how to legally take down a drone. 3. AR drone takes off but seems to be unstable and somewhat noisier than before. 1.0 2.0, you might observe the AR drone wobbling a little, or it will float rather than hold a steady hover. Following various crashes, the propeller drive shafts may be flexed, or the propellers are ruined, warped. All these problems can be said in a few ways. One would be to twist the props by hand and at eye level to determine whether any twist from the prop shaft is current. Then, inspect every propeller for cracks or other damage. Should you detect any cracks or chips at the propellers, don't fly together. If you're 100% sure there's not any harm to the propellers, you can fly the AR drone at eye level and attentively watch every propeller. The ones which are off balance due to a bent drive rotating or rotating propellers must be evident since the two blades of every propeller will seem as they are in two different heights. It's strongly encouraged you to have a helper to do this, you to fly while another watches that the propellers and use safety glasses. To learn whether the drive shafts are bent to remove them by the AR drone and roll them onto a hard level surface to ascertain where the bend is. You can sew them by placing the bend confronting upward on an anvil with a hole inside, put the hook above the pit, and tapping it down with a bit of hammer. But after flexed, you'll never have the ability to receive them ideally. So replace them with stock versions or aftermarket updated ones. Ceramic variations are our favorite to find the best outcomes. Instability in the propellers being warped, some substitute propellers will probably be phased from this bundle, can also be repaired. We recommend doing the next to the AR drone propellers in the beginning anyway. This won't just make the trip more secure but also heal many problems like vibration on your movie recordings, drifting around while hovering, losing elevation when coming to a stop from the onward journey, won't climb to a high ridge, imperfect flips 2.0, or even behaves such as the motors are cutting out and falling several inches few moments. Notice, the below procedure came from Drone Boner Stallone. His original article is available here. Repair your props. To begin, you're likely to require a few tools. First, locate a decent 1980s type hair dryer, the type that blows your hair dry. 2 1/2 38mm metal tubes approximately 3 inches 76 millimeters long. Many reusable or regular zip ties. The reusable ones are best since it is possible to reuse them, but routine ones work equally well. A level piece of metal strip 1 by 12 inches by 1/8, 25mm by 305mm by 3mm. A couple of modular clamps or fabric pins, the timber with spring type. Eliminate the propellers in the AR drone, significant, notice where each came out. Some rotate clockwise and the other anti-clockwise. Use a piece of tape, two of which turn in precisely the same direction. Place a piece of tape onto the middle of the propeller and also a bit on the arm of this AR drone that the propeller came out of. When eliminating the Jesus clip in the propeller shaft, be cautious. Do they incline to fly away? That's, if you say, Jesus Christ, where did this go? And the reason why they're known as Jesus clips. First, we must ensure that the propeller still gets the airfoil contour. Then, it must make a lift. Finally, looking towards the propeller's tip in the end, it needs to have a wonderful curve on it. If the tip appears flat, then a tiny corrective action will have to get carried out. Both metal tubes, zip ties, and 1980s hair dryer are going to be necessary. Next, attach the two lines into the propeller, as displayed from the image to the right. Then with the high setting on the hair dryer, gradually heat the hints of the blade, then allow it to cool to room temp and get it done. You might need to do it a couple of days to find the plastic to unwind from the curved form. Be sure that propellers have chilled before removing the zip ties. In addition, we will need to be sure that the propeller is level along the top edges. Taking a look at the leading edges of this propeller, T ought to be horizontal along its whole length. The suggestion curve will probably be marginally over the top edge towards the hints. If the top edges of these propellers aren't flat, another simple fix could be carried out. First, get the fabric's pins and horizontal metal strip, then clamp the propeller into the metallic strip as shown below. We advocate a metallic strip as it assists in the healing process. A ruler may be used, though. Clamp on the top edge. Should you clamp a lot in, you'll need to redo the suggestion curve. Employing the large setting in your hair dryer, gradually heat the blades, then make them cool to room temp and get it done. You might need to do it a couple of days to find the plastic to unwind and maintain the significant edge level. Then, yet more, allow the propeller to cool before removing the clamps. The propellers must have the ideal tip curve and level along the top edges, but we aren't done yet. Assessing the propellers as adjacent. There is a range of strategies to do so, but most don't balance the main gear and propellers together. We all do, and that is how. You will want a pair of parallel and flat railings, large enough to enable the propeller to openly twist. Some way to add weight to the blade, the tape may be utilized. As you do every edge, briefly eliminate the marking tape inserted when you shot them off the AR drone. Be sure that the equipment you use remains together with the propeller it had been balanced with. We're balancing the meeting, and they'll be matched after done. Now we must prepare the balance rack. Here are the railings mentioned previously. A block of wood and two metal plates may be employed to create one like the images. The top edges of this railroad have to be perfectly flat. A sole level across the top of the two borders and cross the set will inform you whether your degree. to equilibrium, set the propeller assembly in addition to the equilibrium stand and allow the meeting to twist around, see image to the right. The heaviest side will fall. As soon as you understand which side is lightest, you can add a little piece of tape to the blade suggestion's underside. Insert a lengthy strip of tape and then cut off small quantities at a time till you receive the ideal amount. Then, when the propeller sits flat on the rack and doesn't favor one side or another, you're mostly done. You can add weight with paint. For example, clear fingernail polish works nicely. Add just a little color at one time. After balanced, allow it to dry and assess the balance. Then you may stand that the propeller vertical and see whether it needs to drop to one side or another. Try this with one blade top, then another blade top. If it merely stays where you place it, you are finished. If the propeller tip tends to always drop in one direction, you have to add weight to those equipment spokes. If the trick falls left, abandon the ideal equipment spoke. The contrary if the trick dropped right. Tape can get the job done to this, but it may be easier to use paint. As soon as you have balanced all of the propellers using their gears, set them back on the AR drone at the right place. 4. Constant ultrasound video alerts. 1.0 2.0 If everything was working fine before, however, after having a crash, you're presently getting all ultrasounder video alarm messages. You might require new electronics. However, before you go out and invest in any components, there are several things you could try. Caution, if you aren't comfortable taking apart the AR drone 1.0 or 2.0, then visit your hobby shop and allow them to diagnose and repair it. Have the bottom plate of the AR drone expose the circuit boards inside. Then check that all of the cables, and connectors are tight. Just making sure that everything inside remains together will resolve many of the kinds of problems. Also, check that everything is clean and dry. Canned air will wash out most dust. While the base is off, perform a brief test flight inside. If all of the alarms are gone, then reassemble the AR drone. And enjoy the money you saved from honoring a component you didn't require. 5. All 4 motor LEDs do not turn green. When there's a small crater about this, FETS will need to substitute the ESC. The part that's at the lower right has blown a FET. This means replacing the ESC engine assembly. 6. Other tips. If you would like to prevent any crash problems, make sure you read this droneflyers.com informative article on the shock-absorbing landing gear. FAQs. Do I need to reset the drone before selling? There is no need to reset the drone, but you will probably want to delete all photos and video in the drone's internal storage. See also, https://mavicpilots.com/dreads/selling-drone-how-to-factory-reset. How do I factory reset my Mavic? Now open the DJI Assistant 2 application on your computer, then plug your drone into your computer via USB cable. Afterward, click on the Mavic Pro icon to select it. Then click on the firmware update. Now click on the factory reset button to restore the device to factory settings. See more, https://www.hardreset.info/devices/g/g-mavic-pro/. Why is my drone not connecting? When your drone and controller do not connect, it might be caused by several issues. First, the connection can get lost due to low battery power. So, first, make sure the drone is fully charged. Then, check if the batteries of the controller are powered enough. See also, https://trndlabs.com/blogs/knowledge-base/my-drone-and-the-controller-don-t-connect-what-can-i-do. How do I reset my Mavic Wi-Fi password? To reset the Wi-Fi SSID and password, press and hold the aircraft's function button for about 6 seconds until you hear 3 beeps. Then connect the mobile device and drone and change Wi-Fi SSID and password under Wi-Fi settings. Please keep us posted. Thank you for your kind and understanding. See also, https://forum.dji.com/thread-19834441-1.html. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=p7ylc2speak. Conclusion. In case you've got additional troubleshooting suggestions, please inform us. In addition, we carry a continuation and Q&A talk of the article in our forums. So please join and ask your questions. Here's the URL to this Droneflyers forum discussion of the report.